Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 31 January 2022. Folks, it may be January. Don't know about where you live, but we had a little bit of winter this month. The month come in really mild. In the last few weeks, it's been really a cold, nasty affair. So, but anyway, we made it through the month of January almost. Going to February, see what happens next month when it gets here. But welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're glad you're with us. And I will tell you, our guest tonight was going to be Dr. Carrie Madej. She's not going to be here. She texted me and said she has some sick patients in her neighborhood she had to take care of. And I certainly understand that. So I told her to go ahead and do that, and I'll do my best to fill in the gap while she's gone. And, of course, while I do it by myself, this is always open line when I'm on by myself. You know that. We love for you to share things with us. I want to share some headlines with you and a little bit of scripture with you, too, to tie in into the headlines. Then I want your phone calls. I really do, folks. I mean that. The confusing world we live in now, the topsy-turvy, insane, chaotic society we live in America today, sometimes can be hard to navigate. It really can. Even for those who are believers and keep their eyes on Christ, sometimes we get distracted. At least I do. I assume you all do, too. But before getting into that, make mention again that we are offering those packets. I'm going to offer the packets now for about this week, and that's it. We put together 80-some page, bigger, maybe bigger packet for you on about COVID information, where the name Omicron come from. And a gentleman has said they were going to try to take the God gene out of the people, I don't know, 80 years ago. All this is documented. You'll get that. And we'll send along with it, if you want a DVD, we'll send it to you. On a teaching I did on defying the temple that shows in this teaching that they have taken the God gene out of our DNA. You'll get all that, folks. Ask donation $25-$30, whatever you can afford. We don't like charge a thing, but folks, it is expensive. Mail is absolutely out of sight. It's just unbelievable what it costs today to mail things. But anyway, the packet, just tell me you want, just tell Lisa, you call tomorrow and tell you want the packet. And we have REM sleep. I'm certain this will be our last batch. We got a lot of bottles here now, folks. I don't know, 90-some I have left. Get it while you can, because once this is gone, they'll be taken out of our catalog. It'll be off the shelf forever, at least through this ministry, as far as I know right now. It's $12.50 a bottle, the best price I ever had on it, ever. And some of the stuff, some of the product may have an outdated date on it, but the product's still good. It doesn't get old. You know, it's keep it where it's dry. It'll be just fine. But, folks, the REM sleep's available, $12.50 a bottle. You can call Lisa at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And tell her how many bottles you want. Tell her if you want the packet. Anything we can do, folks, to help, we will. I promise. Our new catalog, hopefully, will be out within a couple of weeks. When they are, I'll let you know. We'll be glad to send you one, no charge. It's not jam-packed a lot of items, folks, because we don't stock a lot of things here. Now, people do ask for what we have, so we're going to put together a catalog for you as soon as possible and get that to you ASAP. And two very important prayer requests tonight, if you don't mind. Those who call this office on Thursdays definitely know who Crystal is, and Judy, which is Crystal, who is Crystal's mommy. You know who they are. I mean, Crystal's been with us in the office here for 22 years. That's hard to believe. It's kind of amusing. When she first came here, she walked through the hallway here in the office. She said she's planning on being here 2 weeks until I found somebody else. I told her that day, you're 2 weeks sure a long time. But anyway, her daddy's in the hospital right now. I understand COVID pneumonia. I know that's not a good place for him to be with this. I know that. All I can do is ask for prayers for Johnny. His name is Johnny. And her mommy, Judy, has been sick the last 2 weeks also. That's why they haven't been in the office the last 3 weeks or 2 weeks, because of sickness. So keep Johnny and Judy in your prayers, please. They're very special people to us. Well, they're our family. And if you all that call this office on Thursdays, they're your family, too. You know who Judy and Crystal is. So please keep them in your prayers. Would you please? Just when you go to the Lord tonight, just ask him, please, to lay a healing hand on Johnny and a healing hand for Judy. She's home, but she's tired and she's weak. And she's trying to keep her thing going till Johnny gets better. So keep that in mind, please. It's important, folks, you pray for each other. We live in such a confusing, frustrating time. And as I get older, and I'm not a young man anymore by any means, as I get older, the more grief I have for what I've seen pass in my lifetime on my watch as the nation and the world got worse and worse and worse. And through the ignorance of not knowing God's word like I should, and not understanding the truth of a lot of things, I went along because I thought it was the right thing to do. Now, I'm sorry I did. But I can't go back and change what happened last week or last year or last 20 years. I can't do that. But I can certainly stand up now and tell the truth, folks. It's time we stop playing games and come up hard and swinging hard. Now, I'm not saying go out and abuse people. I'm not saying that. But standing for the truth without compromise. These are things you learn with experience. It's like anything else you do, whether you work a job or a skilled job or you work any kind of job at all, or you take different trades and different things that you do in your life, the more you do them, the better you get at them. Because you get used to what's going on. You get the wisdom of how to do what to do and when to do it. Same way being a Christian witness. There's a time to be a strong witness and a time to show love and patience, but you have to learn that. You can't beat people to death, and you can't be a jellyfish either. These are things that you learn over a period of time, and I sure haven't got it all right yet, but I think I learned a few things. But now's the time to stand up in the face of a pure putrid evil with uncompromise. Our brothers and sisters up in Canada right now are doing their doggoneness to turn their nation around with the trucker strike and the farmer strike going into Ottawa. And of course, old cowardly Trudeau left the country. He came into the United States somewhere to escape this thing going in Ottawa. But they're taking a stand. I understand now some American truckers are going up there with him, praise God. When this is over, they're talking about going into D.C. Folks, these people are standing. Support them. If you know how to get a hold of somebody, you send them a few dollars to support them, do it. I will. I really will. I'm trying to get a guest right now on the program to discuss this. I will send what I can to help them. I can't feed the whole bunch, but I can get some enough money at least buy fuel for another day and maybe something to eat. We got to support these people, folks. Oh, they're in Canada. I don't care where they are. They're fighting for the liberties, which ties in with ours also, folks. If a nation's enslaved, and we don't at least stand with them best as possible in a situation like Canada, shame on us. Shame on us. Shame on us. But I would ask you to keep those people in prayer also. And I hope I can get a guest on to express what they're trying to do and tell us what's happening with this situation. But they've pledged to each other not leaving Ottawa until Trudeau takes away these damnable COVID lockdowns. That's all I can say. And that's all I can do now is pray for them. But I'm going to get into some other things tonight. And folks, bear with me on this, because this is like a spur of the moment type thing, but I feel led to do it when the speaker is, and our guest one here tonight. I ask our Father, what does you want me to say? What this hour of my life, your life, this hour is going away for eternity. Once this hour is past, folks, it's never coming back. Once this night is over, it's never coming back again. You cannot back up and redo it. You can't do anything about it. It's finished. So let's do it the right. Let's do it right the right way, the best way we can. The first time we do it, right? But in Isaiah chapter 5, this is a verse I'm sure you all have got memorized many times over. But he said, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil." Oh my gosh, folks, we live in a country where this is happening all the time. Where righteous people say the sin of murdering a child or homosexual is evil, is sinful. But the other side says, no, it's good, and they call us evil. They reversed it, haven't they? They put darkness for light and light for darkness. They put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Oh, that is, folks, that's America. That's the world, but that's America today. No doubt about it. I mean, I'm watching this insanity in their country deteriorate every day. Chaos and confusion and frustration and anger building every day. It seems like the people that we used to look to be our leaders, at least more so than we do now, they used to be, seemed like a little more common sense. I'm not saying they weren't wicked. As discussed with Mel today in her program, I grew up, born in 48, I grew up in the 50s. And one of the books I've written has a chapter that said, "The Last Decade of Innocence." I grew up in a time, though, when John Wayne made a speech to music behind him about why he loved America. And Todd played on Melody's program today. Touched my heart, because I remember when you used to feel some thankfulness, and I say pride, but not in a bad way, to be an American. Yes, I know, folks, I've studied history. America's well on its way to be damned, no doubt. It wasn't but 50 years later, folks, we saw the fruit of that. But that time, there was some innocence left. And we had leaders, at least they portrayed, pretended, acted to be good people. No, most of them probably weren't. But the American people at that time were naive enough to think that there was some good left in our leadership. I did. I didn't know. When I put on the Air Force uniform back in 1967, I didn't feel ashamed of it. I didn't know that what I was doing was morally wrong and I was being deceived. I didn't know that. My dad served in the Army in World War II. He's wounded. He was a prisoner of war. So I thought the least I could do is follow in his footsteps and try to make a difference in this world for our country and for our children. I didn't know us playing into a rich man's game. I didn't know I'd been deceived. I didn't know I'd been brainwashed in the school system. Now, not nearly as bad as they are today, but even back then we were being brainwashed. I didn't know that. I didn't. But my people were destroyed for lack of knowledge. That's the problem. I didn't know that. And today we have such insanity going on. We have a president right now in office who said he's going to pick a Supreme Court justice. He doesn't care about the qualifications. He don't care whether they know the Constitution or there are good moral individuals that will try to do what's right for the moral good of the nation. He doesn't care of the scholastic ability as far as understanding laws and doctrines in this nation. He doesn't care about that. As long as it's a person of color and a woman. As long as it's an individual of color and a woman, he doesn't care what the background is. Now you can say what you want to, folks. I don't care what you say. It's a fact. He said it. I didn't. 76% of people in this country don't like that idea. 76% don't like the idea. But that doesn't mean he's not going to do it. We have a country now where when the president will pick out someone only because of skin color. I don't care, folks. If they're not qualified, they're not qualified. Can you imagine what it would be like if the president said, "We're going to pick out a white man, a Christian, solid Christian man with a constitutional background"? Do you know what would happen with that? Be riots in the street. But we now have it where the president is doing this, no matter what the cost to his country, his people, he doesn't care. It's really sad. That's the internal part of this country's degrading. It's degrading every day. We've lost our moral compass and everything we once had in this country to guide us in somewhat of a decent way to not only bless our people, but to glorify God in heaven. We've lost that a long time ago. And we're about to enter in some situations this year, folks, that people are not going to believe. I'm telling you this right now, on January 31st, 2022. Now, before this next few months are over, end of this summer, maybe a little earlier, you're going to see things happen in this country that you never dreamed possible. Literally running out of food in the stores, or the price gets high, you can't afford it. We're on the verge of war with Russia right now. Matter of fact, says this is coming today out of the World News Desk. U.S. moving shiploads of heavy armor out of San Diego. Now, normally when you're shipping things to Europe, you go through across the Atlantic Ocean, out of New York somewhere. But this is going out of San Diego. Where's it going out? Maybe it's going to Taiwan. But they're moving 41 M1 Abrams main battle tanks, more than 80 Bradley fighting vehicles from the port of San Diego to somewhere. I mean, I don't know where they're going with it. I really don't know. But folks, this is happening right now. And do you really think that America has a chance in a ground war with Russia, especially on their own border? And do you think that America is above when things start falling apart and they start losing war? Do you think we're above, our leaders will be above pushing a nuclear button to try to save face? I don't think you. I know you don't know better than that. China is threatening us over Taiwan. Russia is upset with us. And I can understand because they were talking about making Ukraine and Georgia part of NATO. And Russia says no, they don't want that. They've also said that we can put bases in Mexico if we want to. Well, how would you feel if you surrendered like that? Folks, we already are. China has bases in Venezuela, and Russia has bases in South America also. We already are. But why would God protect us? You say, well, Russia and China know better. I'm not saying they are better. But they never had what we had. They never had the blessings. They never had the commandments given them as clear as we had it, as we've had them. They never had the foundations we had. They never had that at all. Never. Especially China. And now Russia is more righteous as far as works go than America ever thought about being in the last 20 years. It's still illegal to be a sodomite or a lesbian in Russia. You can't go in the streets marching naked as a pervert. They don't allow it. Why do you think God would bless America to keep us from being destroyed in a war? Do you know that it's happened before in Israel? That God took the enemies of the people to destroy them because they disobeyed Him? I'm not trying to scare you, folks. I'm trying to warn you. This is the Bible. This is truth. Why do you think you break the staff of bread in the country? The famine for the Word of God's already here. Been here for years. Now, and this has happened. We know it's happened. It's even made the news. They caught Biden flying illegal aliens to U.S. suburbs in what they call a down-low operation. Well, folks, yes, he got caught. God, I'm so glad he got caught. But he is not the first one to do it. It happened under Bush's, happened under Obama, it happened under Trump. Yeah, they flew them in even then, folks. Always on the down low, yes. But to fly them in, single men, young men, no children, no women, young men flying in the cities, at least not the ones that's on the internet, all young men in chains. Put on buses and shipped out across the country. And this is in New York, talking about right here. And there's a company a airline company that you paid $136 million federal dollars to the contract to the Biden administration to facilitate this movement. And that's the way it is. Whether you like it or not, it's happening. I don't like it. I know you don't like it. But this is happening. We're seeing it happening right in front of our own eyes, so to speak. When you watch it on the internet, watch it on TV, but very little on TV. I haven't seen much on TV, mostly on the internet. But they are absolutely shipping in battle-age men from the Middle East in other places that come across the border and turn them loose in our suburbs in New York and other places. Does that bother you? I mean, do we really care? I don't know. You just tell me. I think this, he got caught. Maybe he's caught on purpose. Maybe this setup's to get caught. But what really bothers me is, I don't think they're really trying to hide as much as used to. I don't think they really care. They've gotten by with so much, they're not afraid to just do it in front of us, because people in America as a whole don't say a word about it. They shrug their shoulders, look at it, and say, oh, that's terrible, it should be stopped. But that's where they stop. That's why I admire the people in Canada right now, the truckers and farmers and others, who are there in front of an Ottawa in front of the Capitol by the hundreds of thousands, say it's enough, I'm not leaving until you stop this. But unfortunately, folks, America doesn't seem to cut that fever yet. Maybe we will. But this is why this right isn't open. This is infiltration by our enemy, folks. This is what's happened to Israel more than once. They tolerated sin. They tolerated sin among them. And they tolerated evil people coming in with their different cultures. They become a multicultural society. And they collapsed. All nations that do that collapse. Every one of them, every time. A multicultural society is a chaotic society. Up until the 1960s, the only people of we'll say, like mine were allowed in this country, folks. Yes, they used to regulate immigration. And people that were not like mine were not allowed in this country from other countries like Europe or whatever. They didn't come in from the Middle East. They were not in the Middle East because they come in with a different culture, a different religion, and would defile the moral base of America. But that's been changed, hasn't it? It's been changed. But at least a couple of Congress ladies, one of them is Claudia Tenney, wants to impeach Obama for this. I say more power to her. Go for it. I mean, more power to him. But I don't see that really happening right now. Maybe after 2022, this election year, maybe it will. But I don't know doing good. But this Congress lady, named Tenney, it says he did this. He did it on the down low, so to speak, but he got caught. So it's time that we impeach him. Folks, this is worse than treason. Treason is maybe selling secrets or betraying a people in the sense that you told secrets about what they knew or did. This is bringing the enemy among us to destroy us from the inside out. All empires, and America become an empire, all empires almost always degenerate from the inside out. It's like looking at a big, tall oak tree. It looks solid. It looks like it's huge. It's 20 feet in circumference, and it's huge. It looks healthy and powerful. But on the inside, it's starting to rot. That was America. America one time had a core that was solid, a moral basis to build on. It's gone. We're rotting from the inside out. And it's showing. It's showing every day in this debauchery that we call a nation. Yes, it's happening worldwide. But folks, I live in America. This is where I was born. This is where I was reared in West Virginia. I was born a hillbilly. I die a hillbilly. I talk funny. I have a slang and a little bit of southern accent. It is what I am. That's who I am. I'm too old to change now. I didn't go to school to learn how to speak. And you all know that already, obviously. I didn't go to seminary to learn how to say the word just right and say God like I should. What you hear is what you get. I ain't much to look at, not much a speaker. But I'm not afraid to tell you the truth. We can't candy coat things any longer. Too many things are going wrong on our watch. I said our watch. Too many things that went wrong in our watch. We've tolerated too much far too long. And this is what's coming back to bite us right now. It's biting our children and grandchildren. The country that once decried moral decadence has now made it a pleasant thought to be a transgender, a sexual pervert, a absolute blasphemous individual is now considered a hero, a heroine. That's what happened in America. Morality and godliness was one time celebrated as being what's right. Today, they scoff at it. That's America today. Move on to a different topic now. These are news headlines, folks, and the line's open for you to call if you want to at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. You want to add anything? Bring up a topic of your own? Tonight's open line. Just your chance. And we love new callers. 844-769-2944. By the way, tomorrow night, Lord willing, we're going to have Pastor Arthur Pulaski on from Canada. Tell us about his recent escapades at getting in and out of jail. What's happening in Canada. Maybe some news even on the strike. We'll talk about it tomorrow night. But Denmark finally said they're going to lift all virus restrictions next month. Now, what that means that everybody's been vaccinated and they're going to lift it, I don't know. But they said they're going to lift it. Let the Danes enjoy the restaurants and cafes, museums again, nightclubs and whatever they want to do. They want to do all that, and the mask is no longer mandatory. They'll be able to have tourists come in again. So Finn said enough is enough. They're going to lift the restrictions on the COVID disaster and debacle in Finland starting next month. I guess that means tomorrow, as far as I know. So these are some good things coming around, and this is also some good things. I'm going to cover this in a little bit detail because I want you to understand what I'm going to say. South Carolina proposes law to make it illegal. Repeat that. South Carolina proposes law to make it illegal to request vaccination status. God bless them for that. God bless them. Legislators in South Carolina are commended in their application of legislation to stop the apartheid in their state. This proves that states had the power to override mandates and outside dictates from the federal government as well as industry. Medical technocrats will be grinding their teeth as it forces them to get back to legitimate health care. A newly proposed South Carolina law would make it illegal for certain institutions to ask a person for the COVID-19 vaccination status. The government has no place in making you or telling you to take the vaccination or threatening your livelihood if you don't, said Representative William Chumley, a co-sponsor of the bill known as H4848. A representative of a public, private, or nonprofit entity who asks about a person's COVID-19 vaccination, now pay attention, this is good, vaccination status should be fined more than $14,000 or imprisoned not more than a year or both, according to the text of the bill. South Carolina didn't want to get in this fight, Chumley told the local media outlets. It was brought to us by the federal government. God bless their hearts. God pray to God that bill in South Carolina passed H4848. Folks, we have forgotten. We say we're fighting for liberty and freedom. Well, we'll discuss after break. We'll take phone calls too, like I said. Y'all don't go away. 844-769-2944.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, and no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Nemana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we're back. I'm going to take a phone call in a few minutes. I really want to hear from you. 844-769-2944. I want to go back to a comment on this South Carolina law that's been proposed. They'll make it illegal for anybody to ask for your vaccination status. They might go to jail up to a year and be fined more than $14,000. Let me make this comment. States' rights. Now, folks, I'm not a constitutional expert, but I have studied the Constitution. I've studied history because I like to study history. I like to think I'm a little bit of a Bible scholar and history scholar, a little bit. Not by no means an expert, but maybe a little bit. Because what I do when I teach Bible studies, and if you want to ever watch them, you can. You go to, just type a name anywhere on the internet, Pastor Butch Paul. That's spelled P-A-U-G-H. You'll find hundreds of hours of teaching I've done. But I always like to do current events. For an hour. Because I found that if you take the Bible, which is a solid truth, and that's it, this period, that's truth, that's all true, and take history and current events and compare them to what's happening today, compare the scripture, you'll find out where we are in time. Well, the Bill of Rights says in the 10th Amendment that states are the states are sovereign. The states are sovereign. That means that there are 50 independent nations with a common agreement through the national government, the federal government, to govern themselves in trade and peace with one another. The federal government does not, Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 17, Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 17, the federal government has no jurisdiction 10 square miles outside of Washington, D.C., or on parts of the state that's been ceded or given to the federal government for forts, post offices, or other federal entities. Other than that, they have no authority in the states. Now, we don't know that, do we? Obviously, we don't. And the states one time ruled the feds. Now, the feds tried to rule the states, and South Carolina said enough's enough. Praise God for that. But here's the situation. The state started taking bribes. It's called federal dollars for highways and schools and all the other things. And that put the bait on the hook that they finally got them by the jaw with. Well, if you don't obey us, we'll cut off your federal funds. I got an idea, folks. This would work. I know it would. It might take a little while to get arranged, but it'll work. Why don't the states tell the federal government, that's fine, you keep your federal dollars, and we'll keep the federal dollars that you normally get. We'll keep them inside our state. We won't be sending you more federal taxes or Social Security taxes or anything else. We'll pay our own people here. We'll take care of our own population in the state of South Carolina or Texas or West Virginia, wherever. We'll take care of our own people. How would that be for an idea? Declare independence from the federal government. I didn't say secede, although it may have to lead that. And say we will take care of our own, but out. We don't need your federal gun laws. We don't need the FBI. We don't need the CIA. We don't need any of those alphabet characters in the state border. We'll take care of our own here. Of course, I know that will lead to a problem. Well, we'll just cut off your supplies coming in. Folks, being independent means you have to be self-sufficient. Yeah, that's right. We lost that, didn't we? But nonetheless, God bless South Carolina for what they're doing, and I do mean that. That really blessed my heart to hear that, to know these people are taking a stand and trying to do what's right. Let's take a phone call right now. Let's go to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Butch. That's very, 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 very good to talk to you. I want to thank each and every person that has prayed for my wife and I. That we did come down with the COVID, or I don't know what it is. I didn't go to the hospital. I will not go to a hospital and or take jabs or any of that other nonsense. Although we came down with whatever this is about 2 weeks ago, and I believe by the very grace of God and the prayers of the faithful to this show and our other loved ones that have prayed for us. And that the Lord is seeing us through. So we are getting through this, and we are getting better.
Amen.
And I thank the family there at Call to Decision for your prayers. And I assure you that we will be praying for Crystal and her mother and her father.
Thank you.
Who's in the same situation that we are. Now, I wanted to say something about our little team here a few weeks ago, but I was sick, so I'm just going to say something very, very short here. Last year, even though we had some bad weather here, and, heat in the summertime is very hard for us here, and with the COVID and then other stuff that is going on, our little team was still on the street. For 52 weeks. So every week of the year, well, we had a display, a pro-life display on the street, identifying the terribleness of killing a child and also showing people natural affection. So we have been out there, and we did do that just with a very small group that we do have, but we have been faithful. And God has been faithful to us. And I still got work to do, Butch. I need your prayers. My team needs your prayers. And I want you to know, everybody there at Call to Decision, and I mean everybody, and whether it's you and your wife, Phil and his wife, Joe and Kelly, Dick, so on and so forth, that we count you as members of our team.
Thank you. Right back at you, man. Right back at you.
Yeah, and when I've sent you pictures of what we do, you put them on the DVDs, and we've had people comment on that. We have people pray. We have people that send us money, and I don't keep no money, Butch. None.
Right.
When I get my money on the street, people, I send it into the home group, to Jeff White's group, to Created Equal, Missionaries to the Preborn. And, I'm with all of those pro-life people, and I'm so thankful and so glad that me and you came together years ago. I remember when I used to do constitutional things on your pro, and I used to, on your show, under the auspices of are you a patriot in word, or are you a patriot in deeds? And you used to publish those for me in your news magazine. So we've been a family for a long time. And I thank you also very, 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 very much for your support for us, for our team, and for the Lord God Almighty and Jesus Christ. Thank you so very much.
Well, Gary, bye-bye. I want to tell you, it's good to hear your voice, man. It's good to know you're still out there and feeling better. And please tell Donna we love her. But please take care of yourselves, too, and watch out for each other and know we're thinking about you. All right, he's gone. But that's good to hear his voice. It really was. Folks, we've got lines open, 844-769-2944. For those of you who watched our last Bible study, or I think it's Bible study four last, actually, on the they find the temple with the jab and taking out the, was the one, was the first of January when teaching was done, and taking the DNA, the name of God, your DNA. When you watch that, then you know what, you're going to understand what I'm talking about right now. Now, you can go to our website, PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. There's a two-minute video on there that you need to watch as to how this jab. Now, folks, this is scientific fact. Don't take my word for it. Watch it for yourself. Is hooking us up to 5G, and nanobots will be all through our bodies, even into our brain. If you ever watched a movie called Minority Report, I watched it years ago, where they could read people's minds and predict when they were going to commit a crime before it happened. Klaus Schwab said they already had the technology, and they're going to increase it on how to read your mind and even play back your memory. I'm not making this up. I couldn't. As a matter of fact, Lord willing, I'll play that clip for you on the program Wednesday night if I can get it put together. It was sent to Todd. Go to PastorButch.com. Look under Mark the Beast Technology. Look under Church News. Listen to it for yourself. It's on there, folks. PastorBush.com. Check it out. And by the way, if you're there and you like to help us financially, you can also use Donor Box on there. If you don't want to write a check or whatever, money order, you can put it right on the Donor Box and help us if you like. It's right on the website. But back to this article. Welcome to the fourth industrial transhumanist IOB, graphene nanobot revolution. Mm-hmm. Here we explore how 5G, the COVID industrial complex, nanotech, transhumanism, and Charles Lieber all fit together. The wireless future is here. And seemingly the idea on the transhuman agenda is to place nanotech inside our bodies and communicate in real time with the smart grid powered by 5G. Now, folks, you watch the video for yourself. That's all I can say. The model ostensibly turns human beings via nano implants into antennas that can transmit information. Basically, they're turning human beings into quasi machines. And folks, you're not having choice in this, by the way. You know, it's not going to be all done by a jab. It'll be in your food. It'll be in the air you breathe. I'm not making this up. 10, 15 years ago, we played a video showing how this is going to work. And we talked about it in the Bible study. And you say, preacher, how'd you know that? Because it's in the book, folks. It's in the book. A New Testament prophet can take the Bible and prove the future. It's already in there. I'm just confirming what it says. It said it's called the Internet of Bodies, IOB, or the Nanotech of Things, NTOT, and it connects with the Internet of Things. This is accomplished by embedding graphene-made sensors into fabrics, or better yet, the nanotech is implanted or ingested, creating a technology and platform inside of us. For instance, Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla described the first ever FDA-approved electronic pill, which will invite compliance by sending a signal to your doctor that you have indeed swallowed your medication. What we will see is a kind of fusion of physical, digital, and biological worlds, says Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum, the same group that wants to use the Georgia Guidestones on how to get the population down to 500 million worldwide. Wow. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? I mean, that is happening now, not in the future, now. Please go to the website and check out that video. Share with your friends. If you receive our news magazine, I sent this out to everybody on our list already that receives the magazine. I'll need your email address. We'll put you on our email blast. I send them out to people that's on our list every day. Hundreds of you get it already. I wish there were thousands, tens of thousands. But if we send it to you, we ask you to please send it on to your friends. You can multiply the efforts by hundreds if you do that. If you get our email blast, send it on to your friends. But if you want to receive the email blast, folks, and the magazine, no charge, just send us your email address. You can email to me if you like at pastorbutch@startmail.com, pastorbutch@startmail.com, or call and get to Lisa. We'll get you on the magazine list, and you'll start receiving the email blast also. Folks, this is technology. This is news that ties us into prophecy in the future that we should be seeing with our own eyes and sharing with our friends and family. But most people won't even look at it. Our God's so merciful that He gives us a chance to learn the truth. He gives us a chance to know which way to go and how to turn. But we refuse to see it. I guess if a nation doesn't give a hoot in hell about an unborn baby, why do you care about people's souls? Obviously, you don't believe in them, do you? Hey, I don't care if you get angry because I said hell. Go ahead and get mad. I don't care. Hell's a real place. I'm not afraid to talk about it. One day you're going to give a hoot and you know where. I promise you. All right, let's go to Dixon in California. Dixon, are you there?
Yes, I am, Pastor Butch.
Hey, thanks for the call. Are you a first-time caller?
No, it's the second time I've called.
Well, welcome back. Come on in. You're family now. Come on in.
All right. Thank you. So I just wanted to say, Pastor Butch, all these things you were just talking about with this demon, Mr. Schwab.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, so they've been already injecting all this stuff into us for quite a long time in the food.
I have no doubt.
And in the,
no doubt.
And in the chemtrails and in all the stuff. So, you know, to a degree, they already got that already in.
And that's why they brought 5G in. That's why 5G came in. Now they can now activate it. Yes, I understand that. That's true,
right.
Yes.
Now, listen to where I live. I live right next to San Francisco. I live in Marin County in Sausalito. And they put up like what looks like a power line, okay? But it's not a power line. It's a 5G, it increases the ability of 5G to go everywhere around here because we're on mountains right here next to the coast. And it's just, these people are just so demonic, Pastor Butch. I'm sorry, but
They are.
I am deeply a man of God and Jesus, and I only can find two other friends here in Sausalito, or three, that I can even talk to, really. And I've been watching this for a long time in my life. And I know I always just had something in the back of my mind that I knew about it. And then I just watch it unfold here. I don't know how to even, it's so crazy.
You're watching it happen because you have eyes to see. But you know, the sad part, Dixon, the people that you talk to, as you say, are not going to listen to you. Most of them are going to turn their back on you. They did Christ also. The mob crucified Christ. So we shouldn't expect anything different.
Yeah.
But you can show them the truth. You can show them documented evidence. You can show them video evidence. And if they look at it all, they shrug their shoulders and go on anyway. They don't. They just refuse to see it.
Yeah, no, they do. That's right.
Man, so sad.
It's sad. I feel bad for them.
Do you receive our email blast?
I do not. I should though.
Well, yep. Just,
that's your newsletter.
Yeah, the newsletter and their email blast. A video I just mentioned. I'm going to try this clip. I'm going to try to play Wednesday night. But what we're talking about, the 5G. I'll send it to everybody on the mailing list today. If you get on the mailing list, you'll get this stuff in advance.
Okay. I will do that then.
Yeah, do that. Email me at Pastor Butch. Pastor Butch at StartMail. Like you start a car. Pastor Butch at StartMail.com.
Yep, I know StartMail. Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
You send it to me. I'll get you right on there right away.
Excellent. I will do that, Pastor Butch.
Thanks for calling, Dixon. Don't be a stranger.
And I pray for you all the time and all the saints there that listen to this program. And I really believe, I'm just going to say this, I believe that prayer is the most powerful thing all
it
of
is.
Us have to combat this whole
yes.
thing.
Pray about it and then get off your feet and stand up. Amen. Get off your knees, stand up for
yes.
Christ. Amen. Good call, Dixon. Now, don't you be a stranger, man. Call back some more.
Okay, I sure will, Pastor Butch.
Thanks for the call. That's a sweet call, folks. I love all phone calls. You know, new first-time callers, second-time callers, always a pleasure. 844-769-2944. Now, how far down the road has the Fed went in destroying this country? Here's another article you might want to know about. You won't believe why the Feds are paying, it says gay, but it means homosexual and trans kids. The Feds are paying homosexual and trans kids. Oh, yeah. A federal study asked underage boys to report their sexual behavior using a mobile app in exchange for $275 without requiring permission from their parents. Researchers at Columbia University, funded by the National Institutes of Health. Now, notice that, folks. The researchers at Columbia University, funded by the NIH National Institutes of Health, has spent over $8 million of taxpayer dollars on a study that pays homosexual and transgender minors aged 13 and up to track their sexual behavior on an app called My Peeps, P-E-E-P-S, My Peeps, without requiring parental permission. One example of the questions asked for them to report is whether or not they have condomless anal sex. They have condomless anal sex. The app has activities and games to educate users about HIV prevention and protective sex. Only 13 through 18-year-olds makes males who are either or into other boys are eligible to participate in this research study, according to My Peeps. In 2012 and 2013, see, folks, this is new. In 2012 and 2013, NIH spent more than $300,000 developing the app. Since 2016, the federal government has given $7.9 million to researchers to study the data collected by the app, according to government spending database. Researchers at Columbia University were granted $341,522 to study transgender teenagers using My Peeps in 2022 already. My Peeps Mobile markets itself as a sexual health project for teen guys who are into guys. It promotes the app as a way to learn about relationships, communication, and ways to protect your health using an app. Some experts say that there are ethical concerns with studies involving minors who are considered a vulnerable population, according to Dr. Monique Wubenhorst, former deputy assistant administrative bureau of global health and U.S. agency for international development. So, folks, this by the way, that's the UN is what that boils down to. So this is what the federal government spend your money on. Don't you make feel proud to pay taxes? I'm sure it does. Back to phone line. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome. Are you there, Jan?
Good, I hope. Hello?
Yes, sir. Come on in.
Miss okay, Pam,
come
on in. I just wanted to give you some really good news.
Okay.
Russia, the Duma, that's the, I'm not pronouncing it right, but that's like the America's Congress.
Right.
They're considering that if the U.S. sanctions Russia, Russia's going to sanction the companies that support the members of Congress that vote for the sanctions. Things like Apple, Coca-Cola, Boeing, McDonald's, Visa, Walmart, General Motors, Ford, Procter & Gamble. They will be banned for 5 years.
Tit for tat.
Yep, 5 years. And I guess Apple alone does $3 million worth of business a year in Russia.
Yeah, and that's probably,
so they're
that
not
going to
sanction the Congress people. They're going to sanction their donors, big company donors.
Well, you know, I am not pro-Russian by any means, but America has pushed enough people in this country, in this world. They're starting to get payback is coming. It's already started. America's going to pay for her sins big time.
Well,
Jan, I hate to cut off so quick, but I got calls coming in here.
These Ukrainians voted to be part of Russia.
Yeah,
they wanted to be.
Yeah. Yep. So it's just a sign of the times that we're seeing fulfilled in Matthew 24, wars, rumors of wars, and America is going to be taken down hard. Jan, thanks for call, guy jump, but thanks for call, appreciate it, sweetheart. Let's go next to Jeff in Michigan. Jeff, come on in. Welcome.
Butch, just thought I'd give you a call and say hello. I don't know if you remember me. We had lunch one day. My wife was dying from pancreatic cancer.
Oh, yes. That's been a long time ago.
Yeah, it's been about 3 years.
Yeah,
I pretty
yeah,
much
I
dropped
that.
Out in depression, and you know, but I'm starting to work my way back. I know what you're doing. It's a shame that your guest didn't come on, Dr. Carrie Madej.
Right, right.
I watched a video with her, with Stephen Bannoun. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
I know you're talking about, yes, yes.
And they showed a video of what was actually in the vaccine, like through a microscope, and it
right.
was...
Yep. I saw that.
Somewhat frightening. I mean, it's like she was saying that, you know, that it's a virus in there, and whatever it is, it's like it's self-aware that it's alive. And I don't know. It's pretty frightening.
Well, Jeff, you can get my website and watch that. And if you don't receive our email blast, please, please, please send me email address. But go to the website, look under Mark the Beast, watch that video that's put on today or be on tomorrow. It's about 2 minutes long. You watch what's in those things.
Yeah, it's disgusting. I mean, you know, I'm all right. And just listen to the broadcast, you know, about the 13-year-old homosexuals. I mean, it just makes me want to throw up, you know. I just...
Yeah. It makes me angry.
You know, I don't know what... It's just terrible. Anyway, I thought I'd give you a call and say hello, and God bless you.
And please keep in touch, okay? Keep in touch with me.
Okay. I will. I'd like to come down... Getting ready to retire, and be nice to come to a Bible study or sometime or something.
Well,
you know?
You'd be more than welcome. Send me an email address and get you on the list, though, too, okay?
I appreciate it, Butch. God bless you.
All right, Jeff. Thank you. God bless you. Dave, Massachusetts. Dave, you got about 30 seconds. Come on in. Hurry.
You know how you mentioned about the movement of arms from San Diego, you know, across the Pacific, possibly
right,
to Taiwan.
Right.
You know what tomorrow is? Tomorrow is Chinese New Year, and there's been rumors that China might make a move on Taiwan on Chinese New Year's.
Well, we'll find that tomorrow, I guess. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
Thanks. Anything else, Dave?
No. Good night.
Well, thanks for the call, brother. Thank you. Thank you for the information. Appreciate it. Folks, now about the last few seconds, I'll make this a very quick mention here. About 10, 12 years ago, we mentioned a Bible study. They're soon going to have families with multi-parents involved. Two men, a woman, three men, three women, one woman, three men. It makes no difference. They're going to have multi-parents, and each parent will have a chance to sign the adoption papers, the birth certificate. Already states like California, Delaware, Maine, Vermont, Washington, and now just recently Connecticut have enacted laws over the past decade or so allowing the court to recognize more than two parents for a child. Isn't that wonderful, living in a nice, moral, free, godly country? God bless America. What a bunch of hypocrites. How dare we say that? How dare we say that? That's blasphemy before a holy God. How dare we say that? I know, I'm wrapping up with a little bit of frustration and anger here, and I don't apologize. But I'll see you tomorrow night with Pastor Archer Pulaski. You'll see what a man of God is paying for his moral stand in Canada. God bless. Good night.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.